And a very good morning to our book reviewer, Jonathan West. Hello, Jonathan.
Kia ora, Catherine. Kia ora, koutou.
Now, this is an interesting, very interesting story. The Dark Island Leprosy in New Zealand and the Quail Island Colony is by Benjamin Kingsbury. The Quail Island Colony was where?
It was in Littleton Harbour, a short-lived and very little-known colony for those suffering from leprosy that only existed for a brief time from 1906 to 1925, only ever had 14 patients. And this rather small book is an examination of the lives of those 14 people and of the colony that was created to keep them away from the rest of us, fundamentally. Didn't do a good job of looking after them. And through that, of a broader picture of how the well treat the unwell, and in particular those suffering from the most terrible disease that many people envisage, you know, the chronic thing that is leprosy. And so it tells us a lot through a very small and tightly contained story, and it does so in a very taut and concise and precise way. The writing's very beautiful, very spare. The histories are very haunting. They don't need to be lavished in lyrical prose. The pain comes through very clearly in what is some lovely language. And so I was very impressed, actually, that a small book of only 140-odd pages of text, plus back material, conveys so much and so quickly.
Whose stories are told and how?
It's a narrative history, so they're the stories of the people and of their arrival and encounters with the medical profession and how they're then cared for or not. The first story told is that of Kim Yee, who is a Chinese greengrocer and who is not on Quail Island, but is rather on a small islet next to Somes Island, here in Wellington Harbour. And set aside, you know, for fear of contagion, despite, as Benjamin Kingsbury points out, the fact that leprosy is a chronic illness, only mildly contagious, and a lot of debate about whether it was contagious at all, but that had been settled. It was known that that was so. And then subsequently, a man in Christchurch, a Pākehā man, Will Valance, he's found to have contracted leprosy, probably in Queensland, comes here. And he's put aside on Quail Island because it was the quarantine island, almost by happenstance, really. And then they found they had subsequent cases and they went, well, where should we put these people? The government tried Kapiti. That didn't go down very well. That mooted islands in the Hauraki Gulf, nor did that go down well. And so because they already had one person on Quail Island, they were able to add almost surreptitiously others as these cases emerged. But, I mean, what becomes clear through the book is that a place for people suffering leprosy is unneeded. It's an anachronism. Society cast these people out, but it didn't need to. They could have been treated normally. It was really about the fact that nobody wanted anything to do with these people, that they were thrown together and forced to endure their own company in tremendous boredom on this island with virtually no facilities. And yet strange dramas began to swirl around them. The island is... the care of the island is shared between the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health. And these extraordinary characters come to the fore in their debates about who's going to control the island and how. The man from Agriculture doesn't want anything to do with the man from Health, and so they end up, he's a leper contact. And so they have these elaborate procedures in order to minimise any possible contact. And yet it turns out that the man from Health was a rather unclean individual and was in fact a pederast. All these things come out in the book. So the dramas of these small people are actually not only worth telling in their own right because they're great stories, but they have this wonderful echoing in terms of a society that's looking to cast out the unclean, a society that's, you know, quite focused on eugenics at this time, Truby King, white society looking to cleanse the body politic, and these people are the stain on the fabric of society. They want as far from them as possible. And so in the end, we send them to Fiji.
Sounds like he's written a quite remarkable story and comparatively little known story. He's fleshed out far more from his research.
I don't know that the story was known at all, really. Not to me. And if it was known by others, I don't know about that either before this work. So I think it is new and very well done.
Fabulous. Thank you very much for that. The Dark Island, Leprosy in New Zealand and the Quail Island Colonies by Benjamin Kingsbury. $40 the price. Do you have a publisher there?
Bridget Williams.
Thank you, Bridget Williams Books. Thanks very much for your review. Our reviewer is Jonathan West.